Christina,
whose side are you on? What's going on here?
You even made me blush.
When Huckleberry makes noises, the night is we must young. Question.
He's saying, he's like, Christina, intro the podcast. Anya, how do you pronounce your last name?
Okay, I knew I we were gonna.
I'm 11% Russian, and I
do not want your last
that.
Name on there. Okay, we'll take that
yeah,
out.
We're
just gonna call her out.
Just
yeah.
Anya.
Okay.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, welcome to Monday's edition of Tuesdays in a Pod. I'm your slut host, Christina Kleeman.
And I'm Christine Tomlinson, the wholesome one.
Right.
Did you say Seaman? Because I told you I have really bad hearing.
No, Kleeman.
Oh, Kleeman.
It's German.
That's her last name.
Okay. Yep, I'm German. Yeah. So on today's, just to specify, on today's podcast, Christine actually corresponded with this guest a little bit on Facebook, and so we decided to do a Monday podcast, but we like to have a variety of different guests and stuff like that. So Christine, since I don't know, it's Anna, right?
Anya.
Since you know her a little bit more.
She doesn't.
Well, no, I was just excited. Like, we do have a lot of professionals on here. Yes. We've had a lot of professional comedians, which I always love. We've had a politician on here. Mm-hmm. I know we're scheduled to talk to some teachers. And Anya has a lot of different things that you... Like, you are a jack of many trades. You're also a mom. Like, you've done so much stuff.
I was going
to
say,
it all started online, though, on Facebook, with me admitting to having been written up for making sexual innuendos, right?
Yeah, and that's how the friendship started. Yeah. I was like, you're my kind of girl.
I've gotten Facebook. So there's a.
Oh yeah, it was the sexual harassment complaint filed against you, right?
Me, yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do
it. One of the large like wire houses. Well, I was just trying to fit in with the guys, and they were being raunchy, so I outdid them.
I love these. I love these big corporate conglomerate companies that sit there and they're like, "You violated our standards," and I'm like, "Well, cocksucker, maybe your standards need to be challenged."
Yeah, no. They're
because you know
insane.
What? The nipples that you like to ban from Facebook are the same fucking nipples that you sucked from your mother's teat years ago to get nourishment. So blow it out your ass.
Okay, shit, poetry snaps.
So tell us, where is that coming from?
So there's, I'll tell you.
Way to interview the interviewer, Anya.
Anya, double points for you. See, who said the Polacks and the Germans can't get along, right? I did comedy.
Bitch, you took us off the map three times.
But we defeated
y'all in the Warsaw Uprising, you know what? When we fought with sticks and stones against the Nazis, and they did not invade Warsaw.
For reparations, I will be more than happy to give you a ride home and save you a $15 Uber.
Oh, thank you.
It's really fine.
It's so the least we can do.
The least we can do. Just show we're sorry. Why you don't date men with questionable mustaches.
I have nothing.
Most people don't. So it's this website on Facebook. It's like a menage adult group or something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's still tasteful. Like I've never had a threesome, and I would never, because like I'm very reserved in like a physical sense. Like as far as like I'm a one man kind of woman. But like on
I'm
Facebook,
a two woman kind of woman.
Christine, it's my spotlight.
One man, two women.
Not a threesome, but it was like tag teaming.
Group sex.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Tag teaming is
you
a thing.
You have not had a threesome.
Trains.
No, I've never had a threesome, mm-hmm. And I wouldn't. I don't judge people that have. It's just not my thing, you know. But there's
it's complicated.
It's triggers. Childhood triggers.
No, I got childhood triggers too. I got daddy issues, you know, and all that kind of shit. You just saw the collar you found in my drawer, right? I mean, I've been there.
Ayo.
I've re-victimized myself, you know, and whatever, but
who hasn't?
Right? Is that what you call it? Re-victimized?
Yeah, it sounds right. It sounds right.
Yeah. So,
in fact, I've got 7 pairs of panties for each day of the week, and they
7 what?
Pairs of panties, uh-huh. You know, and it says victim on the front and then roll on the ass. I don't, but if I did, we should sell those on the website, Christine.
We should.
Merch. No.
Merch.
But it's this adult website, and like anything that I've ever posted, like a video, or I posted a video one time of me masturbating, and there was a flower on the video. But like, I've always been tasteful, right? And I guess one of the
she
videos,
classy porn,
classy porn, right? You know, just like, you know, Ron Jeremy would have done, or somebody.
So you were masturbating, but it was blurred out by a flower?
Yeah, it was like a big flower. But
so
like
that's a tease. That's not even porn.
Right, yeah. Right. But I've like censored videos like you're supposed to do in this group, even though it's an adult thing. And I've been jailed before for 10 days on Facebook because apparently my nipple photo or video or whatever, the sticker wasn't large enough. So...
So you're not.
Does anybody have a Kleenex?
Then maybe you shouldn't be the one editing our podcast if you can't even get the nipple sticker right.
I know, Christine. I'm not proud of my decision.
I'm just kidding.
So, like, what are you trying to accomplish?
I was just trying to do. I was trying to do nude/Anne Frank. Oh.
Stationary. Do you get paid for that? Like, does
no.
it make money?
No. I mean, you
if you do it for free, just for the thrill.
Well, I mean, if you yes, because I'm classy.
So
you
got a bit of a. Didn't
you? Yeah, that's what it sounds
I
like.
I do.
A voyeurist.
Right.
Voyeurist?
Yeah. Well, she would be the exhibitionist because she's showing off the goods.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, but like, well, I, yeah.
Watch.
I was Christine's a voyeur. Like,
my OnlyFans speaks for itself.
You're a unicorn.
Oh.
That's what unicorns are, a middle. Yeah. You're a middle?
I'm a middle.
A middle?
I'll be your middle.
Pay attention to me.
Yes.
You can't be my middle because I'm a middle. That's not going to work.
And I'm now just getting children are present.
Hey, bro.
But you know what upstairs. It is? Hey, she's wow, wearing close. Boots. I'm Polish. I'm the middle. Let me lick your boots.
Let me. We
nope.
Must
upstairs.
Take a brief interruption of this podcast, of this broad podcast.
You know why they did that? Because there aren't any men right here. They're like, oh, it's a bunch of moms. No offense, Christina. I can interrupt them. That's what kids do. They're like, if moms are
why
doing something, we can interrupt them. It's fine. When we have men... guests down here, they like hide upstairs and never come down. I'm like, you little
listen,
what makes you think you can interrupt this one?
Go to bed on their own when they're at their dad's house. He like says go to bed and they say okay and they lay down and go to bed.
Yeah,
like I have to lay there and like rock them and fucking sing them songs and tell stories, you know, because I did that to myself, the whole co-sleeping thing,
right?
I was gonna make up and be everything my mother wasn't, you know. So I did the whole attachment parent thing.
Yeah, right. I created monsters myself.
I did too.
No, that's on record.
No, I created monsters too, and right now they're on the bottom of the basket at Planned Parenthood.
Oh,
bucket, shale, whatever you want to call it.
Trash can.
I mean, just two. One of them was when I have no problem admitting it because Christina and I believe in the cancel culture. It's what other people do.
So I got pregnant the first time I had sex with my baby's daddy, and Plan B did not work.
Mm-hmm.
The next time I have sex with a dude that has a vasectomy 3.5 years later, right? Or 4 years later, actually. I'm like, okay, I'm ready, like, back to dating. He's had a vasectomy for, like, 20 years. I get pregnant.
Holy fertile myrtle.
Thank God.
Are you serious?
Yes, I swear. Like, I don't want to.
Nip that one in the bud.
Yeah. It was 5 weeks, and, like, I was like, shit, I can't believe it. I mean, it's not like I didn't do... like everything to protect myself.
Right.
I was dating the dude. We had a conversation. He's had a vasectomy for 20 years. Like, he couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he was decent enough to believe me.
Right. I've heard that about vasectomies, though, that they're like, you're supposed to go back and check and make sure it worked all the way. And a lot of them just don't.
Yeah.
They just assume it worked.
Imagine my shock. Single mom with 3.5-year-old twins, just decided to start dating, opened my legs back up, you know, and my heart and all that shit. And
like, everybody does.
Yeah. And like, there we go.
Not me.
I was like,
learn my lesson.
You know what? But I'm so happy I live in Colorado, you know, where I could just pick up the phone and make an appointment for the next day. And
what would that have been like in Poland? Are you not allowed to do it in Poland?
You know,
like,
what they just did in Poland? They they criminalized all abortion.
Oh, wow.
Even in the case of incest.
Wow.
Or in the case of, you know, tremendous health issues, whereas the woman might not carry the baby, might die, or the baby will be born dead, like...
A stillborn.
So imagine
to take its course.
Yes, they
just
wait for
it
to take its course.
That's
you're
awful.
Not allowed to go get an abortion. There's so I don't know if you've seen my cover on Facebook. It says "Wypierdalać," which in Polish means "fuck off," and it's a sign from a woman. They were marching. I mean, they're still marching, and I have goosebumps.
Yeah,
I can't imagine my pregnancy was like so difficult. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then carrying these babies and knowing that it's gonna die the minute it. Comes out of you. I mean, I think that's just absolutely horrible. So I just thank God I live in this, you know,
yeah,
state and country. And I know that some different states have different laws, and
yeah,
not too smart about that.
But at least you can like move around how you want. Like if you don't like things here, you can easily move to a different state without it being a huge thing.
You know what? I'm a conservative. I despise anything that resembles socialism because of where, or communism, right? Yeah. Because of how I grew up and what I had seen and how I appreciate.
See all you liberals go to Poland. See how you like it.
Go to Poland, get pregnant.
And then they don't want you. Drink a coffee and have diarrhea squirts every 20 minutes and see how you like life.
Right.
See, they don't know how good they have it.
They don't.
Donald Trump is like, I should have married a Polack.
My worst day in America, like, I'm better off than what? I don't know what you just said. It's probably.
I don't either. Where's Melania from?
Who's Melania?
Slovakia or what? I don't know.
Donald Trump's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's
Melania.
Yeah.
She's somewhere around the area.
I don't know why people.
Come on, the bitch. She made her life.
I don't think she wanted to be the. No, the second lady, though. I think she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, mm-hmm. If I botch your name, I apologize.
Anya.
I made it a lot harder
so
than
it's
I
like
know.
This.
It really isn't.
So, in Poland, you'd call me, like, Anya every day.
Yeah.
Formal would be Anna. Like, if you're ever mad at me, you're like,
That might be happening during this podcast.
Knock
it off. Knock it off. Anya, knock it off.
I'll get it.
So, upon.
You're like, why did I come here?
No, I'm not.
You're like, if it weren't for the OnlyFans talk and the free wine, I would have been long gone. You fucking comedians.
I wonder what I sound like. I probably sound ridiculous. I don't like the sound of my own voice. How do you guys deal with
that? I feel
that?
Like
I don't either. Nobody does.
Right?
Does.
No. How do you like when you
well,
see
I'm a narcissist. I love everything about myself.
No, you don't.
Me too.
No, that, yeah, it's the opposite. I hate
Hold on.
Everything.
Tell me I have a nice ass again. No,
I'm just kidding. You have a nice ass.
You do. Everybody knows it, Christina.
Baby got
like my baby daddy says I have a shitty ass because it's not a bubble butt apparently. So I've been going to
Let's
the gym. Like, I think I have a nice ass. Well, I'm not wearing underwear.
Well, I didn't want you to take your pants off, Anya. I just
I don't know how you do things in Poland.
You have a nice
cute
butt.
Yeah, you have
but
a
it's
cute
not
butt.
A bubble butt. He said he doesn't come out from
bubble butt.
You know? I was like, it's supposed to like start right where your
well,
lower
you're
back.
Not Nicki Minaj, so
I'm
that's
not.
It's fine.
Fuck that guy.
He's half black.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. So he likes
to explains a lot.
No. I didn't know.
So when we were booking you for the podcast, Anya, Christine was saying that you have a degree in psychology, right?
So yeah. So I have a psych degree. Lots of childhood trauma, you know, didn't know what to fucking do with myself. And because I had been in therapy all these years, I decided to get a psych degree. I have a bachelor's, but I worked at a drug and alcohol rehab for adolescents, and I really loved that. And I was a sexual assault victim advocate for family services for 3 years as a volunteer. So I've always had a passion to be there for, you know, people that have suffered because I feel like I'm relatable and I get it. And I think everybody in that situation needs that relatability more so than a professional sometimes, you know. But then I got recruited off of campus by a financial firm, and I spent 10 or 12 years now in the financial services industry doing investments in insurance and kissing ass and doing lunches, brunches, and all that stupid shit. And I thought that was the cool thing to do, you know, to come to America and put in a suit and drive a Cadillac and, like, be that person. Mm-hmm. Luckily or unluckily, I never really succeeded because that much, you know. I mean, I was top advisor for a large insurance firm in the Western region, number 5 in the country in 2015. But then my babies came along, and when you can't put in those hours anymore, I just never made it.
Yep.
And I'm a female in the white man's multi-generational industry where they just don't really want you to do very well. Or they want to fuck you. And it, like, they're like this, like, I want to fuck you. If you let me fuck you, you're not going to succeed because now I fucked you.
I don't know what that's like.
No? Oh, yeah, you do. Of course you do. Or, but if they don't fuck
yes,
you, they resent you, and you still don't, you know.
Well, and even if you do well, everybody assumes you fucked
somebody anyway. Yeah. Right.
It's just
motherfuckers.
No, I never did not well, you know. I mean, I sustained myself. I went back to work at 3 months postpartum, you know, and pumped in the office for a freaking year, you know, every couple hours. I had a really cool manager. I don't know if he'll let me mention his name, but he'd be like on the clock, you know, every 4 hours I'd pump at the time. And he's like, hey, don't you have to like go and
That's nice.
That's classy and professional.
I mean, at least he was offering it, because I bet
I thought he was doing it in like a misogynistic way.
A lot of managers would be like, "Is she gone again? Like, where the fuck is she?" Like, there's so many managers that are worse than that.
Encouraging of like. Needed to do that, you know?
I just, like, biologically, I'm like, the fact that a man can produce sperm and have kids until he's 70, and a woman basically has to stop cold turkey at 40, like, I understand, like, after...
Why would you have to stop? I don't think I have to stop. I was just pregnant with a dude that had a vasectomy. I mean, for Christ's sake.
And I'm 40. So you have four kids? Or how many do you have?
I just have those two.
Oh, you just have the two kids?
No, I went to the cheaper version of Planned Parenthood, and they paid me all these fucking grants.
There's a cheaper version?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, they're on in Englewood, and Jesus. Anyway, I was so skinny after that pill. I really liked it.
this is
I should do this more often.
This is gonna be where we have a random TV where we have our two season of pot in the background.
Oh yeah, instead we've got Minecraft in the background. I forgot that part.
It's okay, Christine. We're doing the best we can. It's fine.
You and your puns.
Me and my puns. So I know that you probably can't talk about them because of patient confidentiality, but I'm sure in your profession. You've heard stories.
Oh, no. So right now what I'm doing is you know, I decided to kind of stop with that industry. And I've heard a lot of stories in the financial services industry. You do end up counseling people a lot. You know, this is money we're talking about. Legacy, insurance, death, disability, dying. Like, what do you want to happen to you when you die?
Right.
And you want to pay off your mortgage or all that stuff. But there's a lot of emotions. But I really just kind of have a heart for not having to do that anymore. You know, I want to go back and re-enrolled in school, so I'm going to get my graduate degree in psychology.
Very nice. Counseling. Very nice. Congrats. Thank
you. You had mentioned the university in case they ever.
Yeah. Well, and you had mentioned
sponsorship.
Yeah, and I have a life coach certificate right now that I have obtained. So I want to reach out and start coaching kids. I think the difference between coaching and therapy is talking about the past and problems. And I think what I always needed as a kid that was struggling, and I know a lot of kids need, is skills and solutions and how-tos. Like, don't go back, but teach me how to think.
Yeah.
So there's certain processes that I, as a survivor of tremendous abuse, developed as a child that I'm still alive, you know? And I had a trauma therapist in 2015. I did the rapid eye movement desensitization therapy. And
I'm starting that in this month, actually. Really? Well, I'm on a wait list. But I want to do EMDR, and then I was telling Christine this before the pod. My counselor introduced me to this, and it's still recent. Do you know neurofeedback?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, but I haven't done it.
I haven't either. No. But I mean, it's basically you hook up to a machine or something, and then it like reads your brain waves,
right?
Like gives you different stimuli and sees what your brain does.
Yeah.
Right. Well, PTSD, do you suffer from that? Is that what you're saying? I mean,
I do. It wasn't like, it didn't really come from my parents that much, to be honest with you.
It
came from like the school system, but I got diagnosed with ADHD when I was 5.
Oh, shit.
So in like 1989. And I was put on Ritalin for about 12 years. So when I was 5, I was put on about 10 milligrams. And then
I was put on like Prozac, lithium, Depakote, all that shit when I was 13, spent my 14th birthday in Charter Mental Hospital. Like, I was like, I didn't need to be in a hospital. My fucking parents needed to be in jail. Sorry. But
no.
But it's like, so by the time I was in high school, I think I was 16, they told me that I had a 75 IQ. And then one of my teachers, who I can't really be mad at anymore since she's since passed away, God rest her soul.
Right.
She was diabetic and had a bilateral amputee or something where both of her legs were amputated. Mm-hmm. But she basically said, like, I was in like the learning disabled class on like a Friday. And I had the option of like studying for a biology exam that I had coming up or playing a game. And I was like, I'm going to study for, you know, the exam.
Right.
And I was feeling so proud of my decision. I'm like, yes. And I was like, oh, aren't I so smart? And she was like sitting across from me. She's like, you're not that smart or you wouldn't be in here. And so like I had to deal with like little things like that. But like I've been mad at her. Well, first of all, I only found out recently that she passed away like 12 years ago. Mm. But, like, I was so mad at her for so long because, like, I felt like a science experiment, you know? And, like, the more that I came to realize that, I was like, okay, I don't think, like, if she were still alive today, and again, God rest her soul, if she were still alive today, like, I think we could have a very intellectual conversation just about life and everything. But I think that she genuinely did the best that she could based off of the information and the environment, shit, yeah. You know?
Back in those days, too.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that about my mom, whom I hate dearly. Like, I can't, you know, I can't fucking imagine. Like, I
mean, is she in Poland?
She's in Poland. Like, I haven't talked to her, and I don't ever want to. But I am now a mom.
Right.
And unfortunately, I've become some of those things in terms of, like, the anger. Sometimes I get angry and, like, I mm-hmm. say things or think horrible things that my mom said to me, like, you stupid mm-hmm. little fucking bitch. I'm like, how right. can I think that about a right. 4-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hate myself for it. I Christine catch myself, does. Though. I catch myself, though, you know, and I obviously parent my children
yeah.
completely well, differently. But
and I've heard also, like, your inner voice or, like, the mm-hmm. your inner dialogue.
Oh, my gosh.
Is
I
your,
had the voice of my mom
yeah, exactly.
in my life
it's
for
hard,
a very long time.
It's hard to rewire your brain to give it a new voice.
Right.
To, like, it takes yeah. years. And most of it, like, for me, like you said, I didn't plan on having my first kid. I love him so much, and I'm glad I did.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I wasn't very young and not ready. So it's not like I prepared
right.
to be a mother and I was in a good space. I just was reacting and doing whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I had
so.
Such horrible postpartum psychosis. I would literally, like, tend to my kids and walk out of the room, and I'd be like, did I just fucking kill my kids? I literally had to, I knew yeah. I never hurt them. I never harmed them.
Right.
But I did not know what was going on. I would be, like, sitting there breastfeeding the two of them or pumping, and I'll just get this urge to just jump out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck
yeah.
out of here and run.
Yeah.
Like, out.
Yeah. I threw know? A boiling pot of hot water across my kitchen once.
Oh,
just
my God.
For no
fucking,
fucking reason.
Pump.
Oh, shit.
For no
like
reason.
A several hundred
yeah.
dollar pump and just took it in a fucking. Mashed
yeah,
it, like,
it's a real freaking thing. Like,
they say
like for no
like,
reason, I was just like, threw
yeah.
the boiling water
exactly.
across it. Thankfully, so, nobody yeah. else was in the kitchen with me, but I was just like,
But don't they
but
say?
Hey, we need to get back to EMDR. So I want to tell you, I did this cool thing in 2015 before I still had kids. I realized mm-hmm. I'm drinking a little too much, so I need to go and fix myself. So I'm. Over, you know, just kind of manage my mental health. And I went into a facility where they do EMDR 3 times a week. Outpatient,
oh, wow.
they can only do it like once every couple weeks or a week. I don't know, depending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there they like have you in a controlled environment, do it 3 times a week. And I had this trauma therapist tell me that for 30 years she's been doing this and she's never met anybody. She's like, how can you be sitting here walking, talking, like functioning and having a life, and like
yeah.
someone with your story. She said she attributed it to my faith. At that point I had, you know, a lot more organized religion, faith, and whatever that you would call the Christian
how
way.
Do you feel about
yeah.
that now though? Are you more,
you know,
spiritual?
No,
or
I have open, you know, I have I still love Christ. I mean, the Christ, the being, the spirit, mm-hmm. you know, I do. Not literally word for word, but I do believe in the scripture. But I have tried a variety of different religions. I've never met worse people than those that call themselves Christians, mm-hmm. you know. And I hate organized church. You know, I would be this at the worst points in my life sometimes here in America, you know, just really struggling. And I would go to church and the pastor would be like, well, I have a feeling that there's like 15 people in the audience that are going to give $500 today.
Right.
They're going to have this special blessing and they're just gonna be freed from the bondage. And I'm like, I'm writing this fucking check that I can't cover. And I'm paying and I pay that $500.
Right.
Shit. You know?
Like, yeah, that's the
but so it took yeah. me a while, and I studied a lot of, you know, the law of attraction and not
yeah.
the way that we call it the mm-hmm. the secret or whatnot.
Right.
Not the pop psychology, but the actual method of mm-hmm. thinking, you know, and I've opened up myself to spirituality. But I do, you know, think that the interpretation through the form of organized religion is bondage itself.
Yeah.
You know? I've
yeah.
met some Mormons, I mean. I don't want to say anything. But they helped me out a lot.
They want to get you ladies canceled.
You know what? No. I was alone with my kids and nobody was coming to my door, but the missionaries were. And
uh-huh.
I really appreciate that they
yeah.
did. You know, mm-hmm. somebody to talk to at a mm-hmm. certain time. And yeah, they're probably more right than most, I think, in the way they perceive a lot of, you know, spiritual things. But God, what do I know?
Yeah. I feel like it really depends because we have, like you said, it's open to interpretation
mm-hmm.
and everybody subscribes to their own thing, right?
Right.
Some people subscribe
right.
to the idea that there is nothing, and other people, like, I'm going to put myself in this box. I'm going to identify with this. I'm going to label myself this. And really, like, it's just a bunch of individual people who are trying to find their way through a certain medium. And some people
with your source, right?
And some
source
people are just shit,
you know,
and they make them make everybody else look bad.
But it is. It's because the law of attraction, sweetie, does not, it does not discriminate, you know, what you think about, you bring about, you know,
there
you can bring about evil if you put yourself in the alignment of accomplishing that, you know, and it's really, it doesn't judge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've like so much of this up, like, I mean, thank God for Google, right? And then, like, I don't go, I don't know, seriously, I know Christine laughs at it, but like,
I know nothing,
I don't,
if not for Google.
I don't go down, like, I try not to go down the rabbit hole. I just use it to get like little glimpses of things that I'm trying to understand. And so for so long, I was trying to understand, like, you know, and Christine and I have talked about this, and she's been like, well, you were getting, you had a reward system from it. But like, I was really trying to, like, if I was better at math, I would totally get a degree in neurology. Like, I would still do comedy and like acting because I'm a melodramatic cunt lesbian, whatever you want to call it. But like, I've been like recently like really obsessed with my brain because I'm like, I have this machine in between my two ears that I haven't been able to understand for several years.
Well, it's a matter of managing your thoughts,
right?
I mean, and it's such hard work, and I've been working on that, you know, so long as a child. You can be in the midst of trauma, and you know that we all went through that. Mm-hmm. You learn to dissociate, right? Or you learn to think about something different. Our power of our mind, and I have to do that consistently every day in order to not fall into that, ooh, poor me, or self-sabotage.
So, oh my God.
Me, it's seriously. Not trying to figure shit out. It's just changing and working really, really hard.
And like
not,
you said,
you know, not even really hard, because the more you resist it and put resistance on it, it's like
it'll
you have to find that balance of like just thinking different.
But
know?
Like you were saying, it would be so much more helpful if you had a mentor
who gave
you structure to know how to do that.
So
like what you're looking into doing.
You know,
right.
I want to be able to reach out to kids and teens and those that are struggling with this current situation, you know, and just give them a different perspective. And I think it's sometimes hard for them to relate to their parents. It's hard to relate to people that hadn't gone through it. But I have the scars, I have the tattoos, you know, I also have the qualifications, and now I can kind of maybe help you, you know. And I've been there for some of the teens in my friends' lives, and you know, you can really just change their mind. But as parents, I think we're, you know, I was watching my little 4-year-old twins today at their first karate class, and the way that teacher connected with them,
right,
Miss P, whatever, I don't want to say her last name, I don't know if I'm allowed to,
we
it was very different
out.
It made me proud, you know. I am not meant to be their karate teacher,
right?
Their parent is not meant to be their coach, right? Or their,
teacher.
Math, or their, which
take my kids
to,
back.
Are you serious? Remote learning for 2 4-year-olds in different classes?
But Christine and Anya are triggered. Christine and Anya are triggered.
Between like 9 a.m. and like 11.
I'm just going to sit.
Circle class here. Fucking sorry.
I'm just going to sit back and drink my coffee and pretend like I have a fucking clue. That's what I do best.
God damn it, my invincible kids that don't exist in the Zoom meetings.
Invincible. They're indestructible.
They're indestructible.
Not when I destroy them. I find out the things
in my
uterus.
That's what you think. These things are going to be like...
No, I do want kids someday. Like, I'd be okay with one or two. But no, what I was doing, one or two.
No fucking difference. One or two.
I don't know. Whatever.
How about seven?
One or two. Or I'll do 10.
Yeah.
Octomom.
Just throw a couple more in there.
Easy bake oven. Well. Turn it up on 425 or 475 and watch them bake.
Gosh. Okay, Joe Biden.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Why don't you just boil them while you're at it? You didn't know Joe Biden boils babies?
No, I did not. I know that he
get on your Google
hair.
Machine.
I will get on my Google machine, Christine.
You know, Google, you can look up anything to validate your point. Like, you can have two opposing arguments. Get on Google and find
the
support.
Internet says.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
so
would
ridiculous.
Want, I would.
And
I would.
You ladies are young. Like, I'm older. So
I would want
elder millennial.
I would want a dissenting opinion. I'm perfectly fine. Like, no, because I just literally do it to try to understand. Like, to try to. You know what I mean? It's either that or fucking paying a doctor every visit, being like, oh, I think I have it. You know,
yeah, but
you're
what's
trying to
the point of trying to understand? Like, forget that. find right. a way to like do better. Like, what's the point?
That's true. Yeah. You
know, that's what forward. I'm all about. It's like, I've spent years in therapy, never helped me. I'm like, I hate but this. Like, I but did like this for and this me, and this. But I did have and ended up having a mentor, an NLP master or whatnot.
Yeah. Dude,
and he helped me out a lot. You know, I've also am an NLP practitioner and I've obtained some of those skills and whatnot, but it really changed my mind. And like, I don't think I can say on a podcast. Let's say it.
You can say anything.
If we keep it. So
you can say anything.
He was, you know, and my father had four daughters between three different marriages, but apparently only I was the one that was abused in such manner. So I always lived in that black sheep, right?
Right.
Mental mm-hmm. state, because my parents, you know, they took me out of school. She's crazy. Like, they had to really make me look bad so nobody believed me. Right.
Right.
So I lived with that, like, horrible guilt.
Right.
And he and I met.
So why were you just the one? You were the only kid out of four of you
girls
altogether. You were
abuse.
The only
I mean,
one
I
that
really
was
made sure I took that abuse. You know, you also end up being that forefront, like, let me seduce daddy here so he leaves my sister alone.
You know, it's
kind
so funny
thing, you
if
know?
You mm-hmm. if you were really right. good at premonitions, you could have been like, yeah, daddy, spank my ass so I can be an OnlyFans 30 years from now. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Don't do that. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't think that's where this is headed.
But if it was,
no. You know what?
Sorry, I was but rude and I interrupted you. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm totally not.
I'm a douche, Anya. I'm German.
Anyway, so he knew that I lived in this. It's okay. I totally get it. And I tried OnlyFans for like 20 minutes and I was like, no. I had desperate mom moments. Like, how am I going to provide for my kids? I just lost my career and everything is over, you know? Like,
yeah, I've been having a desperate mom month.
Yeah.
I just made $33.
I gotta pay a phone bill this month. My no, kids gotta like, eat ramen. No, so I'm going to ramen.
I got on that shit, and then this kid asked me, he's like, how old are you? And I'm like, old enough. He's like, or too old. And I'm like, okay, down.
Fuck you, dude. What a little shithead.
Fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
I know.
So I wanted to ask. So I wanted
wait,
to
where was I going with this? My NLP mentor, you know, he had me in like this post hypnotic state, I guess happy state, and we're talking and having breakfast in Warsaw. And he said, so tell me, you know, he knew my trauma. He said it was just fucking seeping out of my pores in my early 20s, you know, I'll tell anyone yeah. to get drunk and like spill it out, yeah, dealt yeah. with it. And he'd say, you know, so how many daughters did your dad have? And I'm like, four. And he's like, well, how many did he, you know, do this to, right? And I'm like, only me. Uh-huh. He's like, motherfucker. My dad was dead by the time. Uh-huh. He's like, motherfucker, you know, I'm glad he's dead, but he knew what was good. And boom,
damn.
Anchored that on me. And I got goosebumps yeah. right now. So he literally switched me from you are the worst
to you're the best.
To you're the best.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now tell me, did it matter? Like, he's dead. It doesn't matter. It only matters how I perceive it mm-hmm. and what I live with for the rest of my life.
Right.
So you
went from being
so
a victim of it to
being.
So you changed the meaning or the feeling, the significance that you had attached to it for so long.
Subtly,
yeah,
released some of that tremendous shame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that was.
Reframing it.
Exactly.
It, yeah.
That's what they call it. So.
Well, see, for me.
And
for
I'm not saying that's appropriate in any way.
Right.
I just want to, like, full right. disclosure.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what it did for you. You know?
Well, so, like, for me, Anya, yeah. and I've often thought
same.
About, not to be dramatic about it, but I've often thought about, like, doing a brain scan just so I can better understand what's coming up, you know, going on up here. But for me, Anya, I was researching because I wanted to figure out, like, why have I dwelt on things for so long? Like I found
it's
some
a vibration. You are in that state
right,
consistently.
Right.
You're in a state of post-traumatic stress. You live in that all
right,
the time.
Right.
Fight or flight.
Right.
Do I fucking run
yep.
or do I fight? Right.
Yep.
You get attacked any minute. You know, like for me, the hardest part is still falling asleep. You know, and before I had my kids, for the longest time, I would knock myself out just
yeah.
to not know that moment because he was fucking coming at night.
Yeah.
You know, so you have a certain vibration that you live in, and it's a consistent state that you are in, especially as a kid.
Yeah.
So now, like, it's the comfort zone.
Well, I internalize a lot of traumas. Like, I was like, even.
So and you have to change the vibration.
Right.
You have to, like, force yourself.
Yeah. And I had.
Think different.
I had Anna, like, I've had Anya, sorry. I had
both are fine. I used to go by Anna.
Mrs.
I
A.
I go by Anya.
Just kidding.
Miss
But I had what's called, like,
thank you for that clarification. I am Polish, but I am not dumb. Polak and that's blonde, right. But I don't get married, like.
But I had what was called, you know, an obsessive rumination, which means that if you perceive, like, there was this guy that I worked with back in 2012 at a hotel, and I worked with him for like 9 months, and he was Russian, and I fell madly in love with him. I really thought that he was like the male version of me, and, like, you know, some of it's like stuff that, you know, he said to romanticize, and right. some of it's like images that I pictured in my head, but, like, that's something that I perceived as a forever loss. Like, I shamed myself, and I was like, oh, I wasn't confident enough back then, or I wasn't good enough, or I wasn't smart. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's,
I internalized.
Because you struggle with attachment issues. You know?
I do.
Attachment, so you attach and yourself to an outcome. You attach yourself to a fantasy. You attach
She's
yourself
good. To I know. She's so good.
I love that you. I was like,
she's so. I'm gonna need your business card.
No, that's okay. I got you.
You just don't listen to me. But I'm just gonna bring Anya in here. I'm gonna be like, can you say exactly what I said to Christina yesterday so she'll fucking listen?
You'll see on her face.
Letting go of shit.
Right.
Letting go of shit is so hard to do, especially if you are, and you are like me. You're fucking angry. You want fucking justice.
Yes, she is.
And that bitch is dead.
Yeah.
And you can't bring justice.
Right.
So you're going to eat yourself fucking up and not let go.
Yeah.
And I get that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I used to be, and I'm working really, really hard on that.
We should all have
it.
You know,
just doesn't
But
work.
You know what's so funny, though? Yeah. I've really come to realize that when you... Oh, there's the wine.
Thank you.
I feel like I
wasn't
some wine.
Supposed to drink.
Hold on 1 second.
We need another bottle.
We're toasting.
We're toasting.
I know. I was gonna. I was like, "Do we
shake
like
it?" I love her shake. Ass, man. Like, oh yeah, oh yeah. You can twerk
we
better.
Need
and
a hug or is that coffee in your cup? Okay.
Yeah, you definitely need some of this.
Pour it up.
Hold on. No, it. That was not a good fucking Rihanna version. Pour it up. Something.
Bingo. There you go. You gotta really. Yeah.
No, but like, so some of the.
She's gonna say it. You're gonna
say it.
Pour it up.
No, I'm gonna do one of those Facebook the gifts. Hold on.
That's not.
Wait, what is
that?
That?
Yeah,
I don't.
No, isn't that little? That
no,
little
listen.
Gift
no, I was a stripper.
I'm not
in
sure
college,
what you guys
okay?
are trying to do.
And they said you have to like shake your thighs.
Oh, well, I'm not good at that. I have no.
We'll
rhythm.
Keep working on it. We'll keep working. I'm criticizing you.
That's
while
why
sitting
my half
on this black couch
baby
because
daddy
I'm
says
light.
I'm not good enough. Okay, I can't twerk. No bubble butt.
Fuck that guy.
I know. Fuck that
but
guy.
But he gave my kids the curly hair. Fucking amazing.
I love that.
No. That's all that counts. So yeah, I'm learning how to get over traumas. Like, I'm learning how to get over not perceiving something.
Well, you are learning about your stuff.
Yeah.
But you're like what Anya is saying. I wonder if there's some sort of like life coaching or mentorship program that helps you with the tools moving forward.
Yeah.
Because
but
I
first
like
you have to be ready to let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the work, there's certain work that you have to do yourself in order to progress because that's all available
and then
out there for you. There's
it, like,
all the
acceptance?
Tony Robbins in the world. I mean, there's nobody more than I will recommend than listening to Esther and Jerry Hicks or reading Abraham Hicks books. Changing your mind and your process of thinking, but you have to be ready to let go. You're still fighting.
I am still fighting
in the ring.
Yeah,
I need to be like fuck it.
Yeah,
throw in the towel. And I got goosebumps, like spirituality and the fucking universe is telling me you have to get this message. And maybe the only reason I'm on this podcast here today is to just let you know this. Look,
I'm getting goosebumps too.
I totally am. You have to get out of the fucking ring.
Well,
because
and it's
you're
not
gonna win. Because the best revenge is a life well lived.
Ooh, girl!
Great.
Oh my god. Jesus. It's like fucking Dr. Phil over in this bitch.
And from Pulp Fiction. Right
hold on.
My
I need more wine, Christine.
Yes.
Is there more wine?
Another thing, honey, once you get that done, the best revenge is a dish served cold.
Yeah.
And that's how you'll serve
it. Is that when we kill them?
That's when you don't give a shit anymore. Because you're cold. You don't give a shit anymore.
But you
as
know.
As long as you're angry. And as long as you're fighting, but you think that if you stop being angry, it's as if you are permitting it.
Yeah, it's not a matter of you lose or you're giving up.
It's not. And forgiveness is that stupid fucking term I hated my whole fucking life, right? Yeah. Like they told me, there's some things that are unforgivable. Incest, child sexual abuse is unforgivable. You fucking touched my child. Oh, fucking kill you.
Yeah, I will too.
And she's Polish.
You know what I mean?
But it doesn't even have to be mine.
But they're gone. You know, let me tell you one spiritual thing that I went through that helped me. And I went through this with an amazing Robin. I can mention her. I'm sure she will not mind that. She's on Facebook, Robin Peterson. My grandfather sexually abused my father, his brothers, and everybody in our family. Violent abuse.
I feel like that was a cycle. Generational thing.
It was.
Like, yeah.
But she, and I hated him the most for doing this to my father, who perpetuated with mm-hmm. me, and you know, and no on and on, because thankfully there is none. It stops mm-hmm. right here. Mm-hmm. The buck mm-hmm. stops here. I always like that.
Yeah.
But she took me to this state, and she, you know, did something with my mind where I was all, and she took me back to like 1920s or 30s, when he was a little boy in the midst of World War I in a little fucking corner being beat and abused himself with absolutely no resources that we right. have here today.
Right.
And that made him into the evil that he became. But he had no psychologist, right. no social services, mm-hmm. nobody.
So he internalized it.
Fucking Nazis destroying us, and he's getting beat and he's hungry. And I saw that little boy, that my grandfather, that evil monster, that little boy in that little corner, afraid. And he was that little boy.
Yeah.
That evil teacher that you dealt with, she was that little girl. Mm-hmm. Somebody damaged them tremendously, mm-hmm. and they didn't have that insight that you have today, that you're blessed with, to be sitting here and trying to figure out answers.
And you know, that's the biggest thing. Like, what I've really, like, I it is a daily fight. I'm not gonna lie. Like, my brain wants to ruminate, and I
fighting. Why you gotta fight?
Even with the stimulus check today, I said I'm so grateful. Like, even if it's little things, like, I'm reprogramming my brain, and it's hard because I've been down this path for like 10 plus years, you know? Mm. So it's like rather, and I even told my mom, I said, I have used, even if there was like an injustice or something that I perceived from somebody, like somebody did me wrong or somebody lied or whatever it was, or somebody called me not smart enough, like, I feel like I've been using these people from my past as an excuse to hold on to the anger, you know?
No, but you know what? You're going through a process. And I, and as much as I want to where you're at is you're in a process of awareness, right? You're gaining awareness. Like, yeah. I went through that too, where you're like, you suddenly realize, oh, shit. This right. is how I'm thinking. This is what I'm doing. And all of that is at your feet. And, like, you don't know how to deal with it because you start seeing yourself.
Right.
So it will first be a very long or short or whatever. But
right. Hopefully short.
Challenging process of seeing mm-hmm. what you're doing mm-hmm. and then your decision what to do with that.
Yeah.
But you are already, like, light years ahead of most people that operate an auto fucking pilot, and they have no idea how mm-hmm. shit influences them, and you've already figured it out. Something is there.
Do you know the Austrian entrepreneur? He's kind of like a celebrity, Gary Vaynerchuk or whatever. He's Austrian.
Is he single and rich?
I have no idea.
If he's famous,
if you're single and rich.
But he's one of the celebrities that you can sign up for like his text messages, and he'll send you little things every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But the most recent message that he sent was like, and I know that this is true because I've practiced it in little sprinkles. And when mm-hmm. my mom wants to be like, oh, be angry, like my then the other side of my mind is like, no, like you, and this is especially hard for resisting me since I'm healing. Right. This is especially hard for me to recognize because my brain wants to fight me because I've done it for so long. Mm-hmm. But like knowing that you're not responsible for somebody else taking accountability or ownership for their actions. You're only responsible.
Oh, I struggle with that with my mom. She came to visit here after 10 years of me never talking to her, and she's all pretending all is good. And I'm like, did you not fucking remember what you? It bothered me.
Yeah.
Was it worth not having a grandmother in my kid's life? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have just if I had been more mature spiritually at that time, I would have just let her remain and be and live in her oblivion and delusion, because she cannot face the things that she did. She cannot. Right. It will fucking kill her on the spot.
Yeah.
But this brings me back to a method of therapy that I thought was really awesome, and I did, and it changed my life, as well as transcendental meditation. And it's actually FDA approved for whatever FDA is worth.
Girl. Let's talk about the FDA, right?
FDA approved.
I'm like, you have two conservative women on this podcast. Let's bring an FDA official or a government official
whatever
over here to talk about.
It's approved for the treatment of PTSD, and you know, it has been so life changing to me. You know, the ability to, I had to start with like 3 minutes at a time to sit still, and then 5 minutes, and you have to work with someone. You know, first thought it was like a fucking pyramid scheme. You have to pay to learn a meditation, whatever. But it was worth the $500 or $600 I spent on the basic course, and it changed my life, and I do it twice a day. You get a mantra. And literally, I sometimes just feel like I transcend all those issues. And sometimes, I guess that's all it's all about, is just...
What is and I feel like with you, yeah. the way that you ruminate.
That's what saved the Beatles, right? Yeah. That's what right. saved the Beatles. Well, and you know, the way they talk about meditation.
So you ruminate on thoughts. You're spinning on your thoughts. Right. Nobody can see it. There's no accountability because it's just going on in your head. Right. You have to learn how to stop that.
Yeah.
And no, that's... See,
or let it flow.
I'm just actually... Spin what it they around. Tell you about meditation says stop the thought. Transcendental meditation is transcend the thought. So first you gotta fucking process it.
Right.
So you sit there with it.
Right.
Instead of trying to escape it, because what have we done?
Or ignore it.
If not escapism, right?
Cheers.
And all the meditation, guided meditation and all the other ones, it makes you escape. No, this forces you to sit through it until you process through it. And I swear to God, I'll have a stress and I'll hate my baby daddy. And I'll sit down, like, the first 5 minutes sucks. But then it just kind of all works itself through with my mantra and in and out. And, you know. That's the thing. The thing.
Jerry
what
Seinfeld
she's doing
does
is,
it.
Is facing. Yeah, a lot of them.
Jerry Seinfeld does it.
You have to face those thoughts, sit there with them, and fucking process them, and then they don't become so bad.
When you
and
say process them, are you thinking like overanalyze them?
No.
Over.
Let's say I'm angry, right? Yep. Or pissed off, and I feel victimized. Or some dude.
That's what I do a
world,
lot. Victimized,
and that'll trigger me, and I feel victimized. And so, what I would normally do in the past is get high or bleed or whatever, and do something to
do
kill my
fans.
Just run away.
And I'm like, you like this ass.
And now I do a practice that they taught me, which is called like feel the body. So I'll sit there and I'll literally focus on that gut-wrenching feeling of victimization and hurt, and I'll focus on it and feel it. And like allow myself to feel it so much that it just is not so bad anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I swear, if you just let yourself feel it, it's
will you
not
be our life coach?
Deal. Absolutely.
But I mean, what happens?
You just see it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Even
I've been
if
talking
you,
to
let's say
about
you
this.
Have something that you are super anxious about or super fearful. Let's sit down and just write out all the fucking or feel the worst case scenario. What's gonna happen? I'm a single mom and twins, and I lost my job, and what can happen? What can happen? Like shelter or losing the roof over my head. But wait, what really can happen? Well, there's food banks and assistance, and like you start.
Right.
I mean. Or what, like, you try, or even if you, like, focus on the worst feeling, I promise you realize, oh, it's not that bad. And once you live it, now you're not afraid of it anymore, because you just felt it, so what the heck?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, and I feel like...
You have to face it instead of running away from it, just stare it right in the eye and say, I'm
you,
a bad so bitch, bring it.
I feel... So when you feel it in your gut, and you do that feeling, and you acknowledge it,
you just
like,
let yourself feel
do you,
it.
So
you stop and you don't overanalyze and intellectualize
it.
You don't have to I am here.
Feel it. Don't think about
just,
it.
Right.
Just let yourself go to the darkest place.
And I feel like
feel
I'm
it.
Opposite of you two. Like you guys are like, we're angry. And I'm the person who's been suppressing it.
Suppressing.
I don't acknowledge my anger. So it's
so
just
the type that
evil,
kills
horrible,
themselves. You know, like,
yeah, that's exactly who I am.
You might die from a DUI or like some
reckless.
But you know
what's so funny?
Yeah, I've tried it a couple times.
So yeah. you know what's
and
so funny, you guys?
That's,
can I hear that?
Yeah, what?
You.
No, like.
Yeah, sorry.
Obesity saved my life.
Your
I tried to hang myself in my closet and the rod broke because I was so fucking fat.
You were
Thank
fat.
God I was so fat in like, Oklahoma. Fuck you, Oklahoma.
There's a joke. Thank you, Oklahoma, for your agricultural prowess.
And your fried so everything.
So let's talk about how that is. You know, my sister was like Paula that. Dean my lives sister there. Was the one that saw it all happen, you know?
Yeah.
So she was the goody too. She was the little kid. She tried to make everything good, not cause any problems. I think she suffered more than me who just fucking lashed out. I mean,
well,
look at
and
my
I tried.
Arms, you know?
I tried, but like I was the youngest of four kids. And so if I would express anything, it was like, whoa, Christine,
right.
calm down. You're crazy.
Right. Oh my
you're
God.
Crazy. Like from a very long, young age,
I
was like, whoa, you're just crazy. Anytime I expressed anything. So I just turned, I just turned everything inward and I was just a steel trap. And it would just build and build, like inside. Like I was just an implosive little, whatever.
And you had no.
But I was really funny.
Yeah, you were, girl.
We
you
used
had
to
no
be.
Like coping. What was your coping? Because mine was drugs and cutting. I don't know.
I cut.
Okay,
let me.
If you have a child that's a fucking cutter, please send them to me. I'll show them the scars. They'll never do it again. Like this sucks. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. You see that?
Okay. Where?
Under tattoo.
I see. Okay,
you know, like don't do it.
See, what's funny?
Don't get tattoos
I did pills
either.
Like,
I got a little.
So
too
like,
many.
I do too.
So like,
I'm pretty covered.
I mean, no, they're cool, but like, fuck. Like I'm 40.
He's calling
old,
us loser. My son is giving
Thank
us
you.
The L.
Thank you.
See you later, buddy.
So you know what's so funny, you guys? So Whitney Cummings has a podcast too, and she had Nikki Glaser on a while ago, and Nikki was talking about how. You know, she's dealt with depression too and done therapy. And it's interesting because, like, she said that whenever she was feeling suicidal, she wouldn't do anything physically, but she would read about other people and how they committed suicide so that she would know. It was almost like she took comfort.
Oh, that makes me cringe
she took,
because reading
she took comfort.
Or talking or even what we're doing
right.
today, which is talking too much about something, intensifies something.
Right.
You know, like...
Giving
I don't
it power,
but you know right. what? Whatever works at that point.
Yeah,
whatever
she
works.
She would she wanted she took comfort, I guess, in knowing that other people were on the same level that she was. You know,
so that goes back to what I was talking to about why I want to do what I want to do. Is I think kids and teens they need relatability,
right?
More so than a professional in their life.
Speaking of professionals,
you know. Right? Like I would you never know. Like I've never
we keep
like,
the ice cream in the basement.
I've never hurt myself, and I would never like you know slice a wrist or something. What I've done, and well, I shared this with Christine, I've visualized committing suicide in a bathroom on like my birthday, and then my family and friends finding me hours later with blood everywhere.
Because you're just crying
and it makes
out for
you upset,
help,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And it's like I literally feel like the waves in my brain or whatever, like the waves are, you know, like pulsating or whatever. Like it, like honestly, like that's my
what
version because that's how I feel
that
sorry
you're
for myself.
For is someone to look you in the eye and say, "I acknowledge the pain you've gone through and the trauma you've gone through," and I'm doing that right now.
Yeah,
and I know how fucking hard it was.
Yeah,
like it fucking sucked.
Like one of the guys.
But
from
I'm
my
sorry, no one's coming to save you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And a major red flag would be making excuses for or like lying to yourself. Yeah. As to why this is okay. Like, I'm going to convince myself that it's okay for me to leave my kids here because they're better off without me. They're like, you lie to yourself about these things to convince yourself it's okay
you
to
know,
do
I
it.
I think one thing that we all cannot actually do is think what a person that actually killed themselves does.
Right.
Christine,
you know?
Should we check
No, I was talking about myself.
You were?
Yeah.
Should we check the framing?
The what?
Did they bump it?
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
So
they
really, like, you were literally going to kill yourself?
Yeah. I spent 10 days in a hospital.
Oh, shit.
I did it a couple times. But it was just...
What was the goal? I want to know what the goal. Not like
looking for relief, and that you talk about Nikki Glaser's reading other people's stories, and I've had friends who have killed themselves, and like
that's
so many
sad,
friends
though.
Are so pissed off at them, and I'm like no, like I would hear like how did they go, and then I'm like picturing it gave me some sort of relief, like the end of that must have just felt so like ugh,
no,
you can finally
I've
let
heard
it all go.
Read online people that were like. The minute they were dying, like they had tremendous regret. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I
mean,
no,
we're gonna
I've heard
die.
A lot of
it's coming
like
anyway. Like,
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, when you're kind of, when you're
there any,
no, I'm not there anymore. I've had tons of therapy. Like I spent 10 days inpatient and I've done a lot of work.
But yeah. I'm wondering like for a brain scan, for example,
I do upstairs, but I didn't have any coping tools. I grew up in a very conservative.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was in a private school. We didn't talk about feelings. It was very guilt driven. You know, you don't talk about your feelings. You be ashamed of everything. And it was just this guilt shame cycle that I was like, there's no way out of this.
Oh my God.
There isn't
that
a way out.
Makes me want to do what I do.
Yeah.
It is. Oh,
see, she's crying. No.
Yeah, no, we can totally take a break. Get some more wine.
Yes.
This is a good time for a refreshment.
It really is.
It totally is.
Suicide. And you know what? I really am. Refill. I know that I've done this on you for like a long time, this obsessive rumination. But like, I'm really like, it's so funny because Christine had a Christmas Eve party like not too long ago and we had some comedian friends. So I went to Target and I got her like, the, you know, a cute little funny journal, whatever, like, because she likes to drink and I do too. You know, like our thing is wine.
But
she's like, the reason that I drink or whatever the name of the journal was. And then I got myself a gratitude journal. And it's like, I'm really... like, for the first time in my life, I'm fighting with my brain, but in a good way. When my brain wants to sit there and just be upset and upset and upset and upset, I'm trying to say no. Look at the gratitude. Like,
exactly.
Look at...
that's another method is, at first you face what you're feeling and then imagine the people that have it so much worse.
Fuck, I'm lambazing so hard right now. My cervix is dilated. It doesn't seem to be there. I'm like, no, just talking about this because, like, I've done it for so long. So, I mean, if it were easier for me personally, and I feel like my fucking prefrontal cortex is fucked up five ways from China.
No, see, but that's it's just like, reinforcement of bullshit.
But I mean,
you can change your prefrontal cortex with your mind and your thoughts.
Right.
At any minute, and you can change your life.
Well, no, I'm not using it as an excuse.
I'm
just
saying
that that's why.
Don't let those people fucking, or those therapists or professionals,
right.
No,
you
know, tell you
right.
that something can't be done
oh,
or
no.
you're broken or whatever. Because
no,
that's
I know.
Just your old pattern.
I know,
you know?
That it can be, but
you're
I was trying to figure
glowing
out,
right now. Right. This is better than sex.
I was trying to figure out, though, why I've done these
What's
patterns
the point
for
of
so
why?
Long.
What next
right.
should be your question.
Yeah.
How should be your question.
You're going to get fucking hired so fast right
what?
Away. You're going to get hired so fast.
You. I told
no,
you. I told you
why.
You were going to have
Fuck
multiple
why.
Orgasms
there is
on
no
this
why.
Podcast.
You're never going to know because that grandfather that was in the corner abused that little kid is just fucking twisted him
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
There's no way we're ever going to know why. No way.
And you know,
we don't
I think,
know what happened to
I
him.
I think Anya, that's part of the
or
thing.
That teacher,
I've
we
looked,
will never know what fucked her up so bad.
I think that's part of the reason
right.
what you just hit like the nail on the head.
Right.
I think that's one of the reasons that has coincided with my obsessive rumination
right.
is that I wanted a why. Like
yeah.
my
yeah.
brain wanted
justice.
A why.
You're obsessed with justice.
Justice
right.
like
right.
I said.
My
yep.
brain wanted a
Explain
why
to
make
me.
Sense.
How could you do this?
Right.
To me?
Yep.
How
yep.
could you?
Right.
What made you do that to me?
Oh my God.
What made you do
right.
that? What about me?
Yes.
More so.
Okay, but
you are probably good, but what about me made you
but let
do
me,
that?
Let me ask you,
know? You
something, Anya. So some people would look at that behavior and say that it's narcissistic. And even when I have a moment where I want to feel sorry for myself, I remind myself that other people go through pain too.
Feel sorry for yourself. Sit there, like I said, and feel sorry for yourself.
Right.
And
but
let yourself feel it until it passes. And it will. And I guarantee you 20 minutes it'll
so
be
So maybe
done.
I'm doing it wrong. Because I feel like every time that I've ever had a thought,
you know,
I just
bullshit,
dwell on it.
That bullshit American positivity is also fucking stupid. Be happy. And no, everything's going to be okay. No, maybe it will not be okay. And maybe it's going to fucking hurt. And sit there with the pain.
Life hurts
and
sometimes.
And realize it fucking hurts
fucking
to give
helicopter
birth.
Moms. Helicopter moms all up in my shit.
To give birth.
Let my kid bite your kid. They need to get hurt sometimes.
Yes.
Get off my back.
Get fucking hurt. This is life.
I feel like
no
I need more wine for this
you.
Part.
Yeah, we're
and
gonna
I
get
gotta
more
pee.
Wine. You gotta pee.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get the wine.
Amen.
Hi, Mom. Do you
Snickers ice cream? Oh my God.
Somebody is not themselves.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning into the Monday podcast of Two Season of Pod.